Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
The worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm unbelievably well. Thank you very much.
You know who's not unbelievably well?
Yeah.
I plead the fifth. Didn't he say, I think there's an MSNBC mashup of him talking about how people who plead the fifth could only be criminals.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Anyway, and the person we're speaking about, of course, is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, he refused to answer questions. He took the fifth, as they say in America, the Fifth Amendment in the Constitution, the right to remain silent, which is intrinsic in law, although in the UK they changed that to you have the right to remain silent, but if you fail to say anything that you later use in defense, it may cost you in court, or words to that effect. So it's a slightly different thing to just stay quiet and you'll be fine. Anyway, Donald Trump decided he would just stay quiet and it'll all be fine. This is the New York investigation into his business dealings. It's not the same as the thing the other day where the FBI pitched up at Mar-a-Lago and seized a load of official files, that raid that was carried out. So this is a different investigation. This is not about missing official files. This is about the potential overvaluing or undervaluing of assets like golf courses and skyscrapers. So in other words, it could be a business tax thing. I'm not entirely sure.
Yes. But,
I mean, it's certainly a question mark. The former president's lawyer says he answered one question during the 4 hours grilling by New York investigators, his name. Do you know, on the one hand, you think, how dull would that be? He literally just said Donald J. Trump. But you kind of wonder what facial expressions the Donald would have pulled. They would be priceless to see, wouldn't they? Absolutely. As he's on the hook. But you're right. He absolutely said before that anyone who invokes the Fifth Amendment, the right to remain silent, it is a horrible thing. It is ridiculous. In his own words, why stay silent if you have nothing to hide?
Exactly.
Well, he's staying silent.
I can't believe the only question he answered was his name. Yeah, so on the business affairs, I think it's that he would overvalue it to get the loans and then undervalue it not to pay tax, you know, from the big banks. Whatever. You're just a classic swindler.
Although nothing proven yet, we should say. Probably.
All right, alleged swindler, fine. okay, there's a break in the pizza chain. We were just talking about this earlier in the business as well. I'm laughing at Domino's, the sheer audacity.
Well, what else are you going to do if you are Domino's with thousands of outlets around the world? I mean, it is thousands and thousands. And they moved in on Italy. Of course they did. The home of pizza. Maybe it's not so surprising that they failed. They had 29 restaurants in Italy, I believe, 5 in Rome. They had plans to open 880 Domino's outlets across Italy, but they've all closed. I mean, they didn't get anywhere near the 880, obviously. But I guess Domino's founded in Ypsilanti, Michigan, which is an unlikely place to found an Italian pizza company anyway, they simply could not convince Italians to tuck in. I mean, it's a bit like the old Coles to Newcastle phrase or taking borscht to Moscow, or perhaps you'd like to buy my British biltong. I'm sure you'd love it.
I found some great biltong, by the way, at, I think it's Charing Cross Station. But anyway, yes, no, fair enough.
But probably imported, probably from South Africa.
Of course.
You would think.
Bruce says, somebody said it's like Panda Express trying to open in China.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I don't think they serve pandas. Okay. Talk to us about this run across Ireland.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's quite something. Excuse me. Frog in the throat there. Yes, a marathon runner.
Apologies.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Do you want me to sing while you do that?
Would you mind?
Not a problem.
No, I'm fine now.
Okay.
Sorry, apologies. Sure, it's not the most pleasant thing this time of the day. Yeah, he's a British marathon runner from Liverpool originally, and he has become the first person to run the width of Ireland in less than 24 hours. Now, if you look on a map, if you look on a globe, the width of Ireland doesn't look very much, but it's still noticeable. I mean, it's from there to there.
Sure.
He basically went from Galway to Dublin, and he did it inside a day. So it's the first person to have run the width of Ireland in less than 24 hours, at least as far as we know. That, and once upon a time, there might have been an Irishman who did it fleeing Oliver Cromwell or Bob Geldof or something. But this guy, Robert Pope, he ran 131 miles, which is, what, 200 Ks or so, from Galway to Dublin in 23 hours, 39 minutes. And you ask, would a true green Irishman do this? Well, he did, because he's from Liverpool. He began and ended his journey with a pint of Guinness.
My goodness.
Of course you would.
Of course you would. How very patriotic. I'm very impressed. Wow, that's very impressive. Is that something that you would ever do? Just the marathon part. You don't need the beer. Or would you prefer the beer?
No, I think I'll just do the beer part, to be honest. Yeah. I don't do running for the sake of running. I'll do running. If you throw a ball or a stick for me, then I'll chase it. But I'm not just going to run.
You're so funny. The first time I ran a marathon, my dad asked, "Who's chasing you?"
Exactly.
Understandable.
Yes.
All right.
Memories.
Yes. We'll catch up tomorrow. We'll run along and leave you to us with the beer. Thanks so much, Adam. Have a good one.